Most counties across the U.S. have a pretty distinct political identity. They predictably lean Democratic or Republican. But there are two dozen or so counties that always seem to be up for grabs in national elections. One such place is Erie County in northwest Pennsylvania, where NPR's Don Gagne paid a visit.
It was a very big night in Erie, Pennsylvania. Its minor league hockey team was hosting a playoff game for the first time in years, facing off with the Erie Otters and the Kitchener Rangers from Ontario. Fans decked out in Otters jerseys waved black and gold rally towels. But with all the action on the ice, the big focus on this night, another kind of face-off was still not far from people's minds, even in the line at the concession stand.
Earlier, behind me, somebody was talking about Biden. In front of me, somebody's talking about Trump, and I'm just like, I can't even stand here and get chicken tenders. You know what I mean?
At the game.
At the game.
Erie, located in the state's northwest corner, is what election watchers call a boomerang county. It has boomeranged from Democrats to Republicans and back in recent presidential voting. Erie voters went for Obama twice, then Trump in 2016, and narrowly for Biden in 2020. That voice you just heard was 34-year-old Becca Mook. She shrugs when I ask her who she's voting for.
Kind of back and forth right now. I'm more Democrat, I guess. Honestly, I would say 60% Democrat, 40% Republican.
Mook comes from a family of Republicans and once put herself solidly in the GOP camp. Back then, she says she was mostly a single-issue voter on abortion. She supported Trump 8 years ago, but that changed as she watched him in office.
Now I'm looking at everything else, and there are so many more issues than just abortion.
One thing that particularly bothered her was Trump's family separation policy at the border. So she switched her vote to Biden last time around. Another Erie County voter at the game, 22-year-old Ethan Haynes, says he's an independent, no party affiliation. But for him, this year's choice is easy. It's all about preserving democracy.
Absolutely, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
Okay.
I think that with Trump and his messaging has very much shown that he is unwilling to give up power if he gets it again.
We talked to voters all over the county. 66-year-old Tim Stevenson had just finished breakfast in the smaller, more rural town of Girard when we caught up with him. He owns a local auto repair shop, voted for Trump twice, and plans to do it again. He says Trump has a lot of baggage, but wonders how anyone could support Biden.
Biden, he can't be in office. It's terrible. I don't think he could have the capability to run an ice cream stand.
4 years ago, Joe Biden won Erie County by less than 1,500 votes. The working assumption is that 2024 will be just as tight. The leaders of the local Republican and Democratic parties both have the look of men who know every city block, every farm lane, every cul-de-sac.
Erie County actually mimics the state very closely demographically.
Meet Sam Tallarico, who heads the Erie County Democrats.
We have an urban core. We have suburban areas, and if you go south of Interstate 90, it's rural. So that's why we're kind of a bellwether county. They say how Erie goes, Pennsylvania goes.
Tallarico is focused on the grunt work of campaigning, door knocking, phone banking, and voter registration drives. He says his job this year is to drive turnout. He thinks most voters have already made up their mind on the race for president.
Because both of these, the candidates have been in the White House, and they know who they are. So our real challenge is to find new voters and, you know, hopefully get them on our side.
Across town at the Republican headquarters, County Chair Tom Eddy has a different goal, getting more Republicans to vote by mail.
You'll see here, they have the opportunity that says, I want to receive a mail-in ballot for the next election. Boom. Okay.
But there's a catch. The practice of mail-in voting has been vilified by Donald Trump, who repeatedly and falsely calls it a major source of voter fraud.
I still have people that are adamant against them. You know, well, it's an avenue for fraud, you know. And I says, yeah, but it could be. I said, but we've got to play that game, otherwise we lose. We can't win an election without them.
Democrats currently have a massive advantage there. 75% of the county's mail-in ballots went for Biden in 2020. The same dynamic played out in the 2022 midterms. Republican Chair Eddie knows it's an uphill battle. He tried to hand out mail-in ballot applications at a Trump rally in Erie last summer.
I started at 6:30 in the morning, and I went to everybody that was lined up, all 10,000 people, and I asked them, here's a mail-in ballot. And I gave them my reasons why. And the majority of those people said no. And, you know, I might have gotten 300 ballot applications out.
Out and around the county, distrust of mail-in balloting is easy to find among Republican voters. Again, here's Tim Stevenson.
Disagree with it.
Why?
I think you should go to the polls with your license and prove who you are and vote. It leaves too much room for fraud.
Stevenson plans to vote in person. But Republican State Senator Dan Laughlin says in-person voting leaves too much to chance come election day when bad weather or a flat tire or who knows what could keep you from the polls. Senator Laughlin was a rare GOP supporter of mail-in voting back in 2020, and he says Trump does Republicans a disservice by continuing to badmouth mail ballots.
You know, if by chance you use this clip and it gets back to him and he hears it, I hope he's listening, because he's the only one that can fix it, because the rest of us are trying, right?
Now, 7 months out from Election Day, it's impossible to predict which way this boomerang county will go. But it's clear that Erie will be in the spotlight as the Otters hockey season gives way to the Erie Seawolves minor league baseball, and then, finally, to the fall and the election. Don Gagne, NPR News, Erie, Pennsylvania.